you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that by this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's Crab Diving Live, shooting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. A little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes or Stitcher, your favorite podcasting app, or at crabdiving.com. Yeah. However, whenever, wherever you are receiving us, we appreciate your time, your brain time, and your ear hole time, and all, you know, whatever the hell you're doing time. We're going to be here for the next couple hours because right wingers be right winging. So we got lots to talk about. Trump's talking, you know, all kinds of shit going on. Thanks for joining us on the journey. Join us on social media and shit. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and I'm putting up some promos for the show right now. And God, are we just all desensitized to fucked up, weird pictures of Donald Trump?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean,
yeah,
do we care anymore? I mean, he's just so fucking, he's strange looking. And he makes strange faces. And
yeah, well, he has the best words and everything.
Right.
the best join words. Us on the Twitter at Crab Diving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. You can also join us over at our Facebook community. Have them suck the data right out of you.
Mm-hmm. Yummy.
Go to Facebook.com/crabdiving, where all the cool folk hang out. And we put memes and shit and
memes.
Stuff that we don't get to on the show, and stuff that we do get to on the show.
You know, I watched
part
of, you know, remember that movie, Social Network, the movie about Facebook?
I never saw it, yeah.
Oh, it's good. But, God, who plays Mark Zuckerberg? I think Jesse Eisenberg?
Yes.
God, so much more likable than the Zuck. You
really?
Know what I mean? Like, infinitely more likable. And it fucks you up watching that movie, because like now I'm like, I'm not rooting for the main character. I'm not rooting for the Zuck anymore. Yeah. Fuck him.
I guess on Saturday Night Live, they had somebody play Zuck on the Weekend Update.
Yeah.
And he said something about, look into my shark eyes. And you can see I'm telling the truth. There is a lot going to. I just saw breaking news, which is quite interesting. So let's... I know it's the headline over to the HuffPo. Let's launch right in with the fun this week. That's the wrong button. I'm going to have myself flogged.
No.
For that one.
Shit.
Maybe twice.
Oh, yes.
Here we go.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep!
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, April 9th, 2018.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines.
I like to eat!
He does.
At the Commie Pinko Liberal is the breaking news.
No shit.
On the Rusher front, and I don't mean
Rusher.
The Rusher Syria front or any of that.
Oh, I mean it's a different front.
I mean the Mueller Rusher front.
Oh no.
FBI raid on Trump lawyer.
Oh, shit.
Michael Cohen.
Oh, damn.
The FBI raided the office of Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen, today.
Oh, shit.
New York Times reports investigators are examining records related to a payment, a certain payment.
Oh, okay.
Cohen made to adult film star Stormy Daniels, whose legal name is Stephanie Clifford.
Yes.
In addition to other unspecified topics.
Oh, wow. What in the fuck could that mean?
So this may not even be Russia. This may be Stormy.
Jesus Christ. I mean, I don't even know what to fucking pay attention to. I guess the serious stuff. But this stuff. It's so weird.
Vanity Fair is reporting that as part of the raid, agents also stormed, pun intended, Cohen's room at the Lowe's Regency on Park Avenue where he'd been staying. They say that agents spent several hours combing through his hotel room.
Oh, my God. Through a hotel room. How do you spend 7 hours searching a hotel room? There's like a bed, a couple of nightstands.
Might have a suite.
Oh, jeez. He's not at the Super 8?
The Cohen's lawyer, so let's not forget that Trump's lawyer has to have a lawyer, confirmed to the Times that the search warrant for the raid originated from a referral by special counsel Robert Mueller.
Oh, shit, dude.
Although it reportedly isn't directly related to Mueller's investigation.
So does it, is the lawyer just getting investigated for some fucking reason?
This is the U.S. attorney in New York.
Okay. Oh, so this is a state thing.
He says his lawyer is all pissy. The decision by the U.S. Attorney's Office in New York to conduct their investigation using search warrants is completely inappropriate and unnecessary. You know that why they do that?
Why?
Because they're worried you're going to erase shit and burn stuff and pour bleach all over it. Give me that bleach that Killery used.
Oh, my God. I forgot all about that. What a fucking idiot. The bleach.
And you know these motherfuckers would do that, doing that.
Dude.
They walk around with mini shredders in their pockets.
Dude, they're terrified, don't you think?
He says Cohen's lawyer, Stephen Ryan, says these government tactics are also wrong because Mr. Cohen has cooperated completely with all government entities, including providing thousands of non-privileged documents to the Congress and sitting for depositions under oath. So he's like, he's done everything. It's like Manafort. They woke him up because they know these fuckers are slimy. And they know that if they're like, hey, is noon good for you for our raid?
I mean,
that up until 11:59,
they're going to be burning shit.
Flush, flush, flush. Erase.
Right. They probably have things, too, where, you know, you can press a button and your hard drive melts. Right, yeah. I mean, you know, these guys are slime balls.
So there we go. That's what's going on there.
Man, that's crazy. It's never boring. It is never boring when you have a fascist, bigoted, treasonous.
Well, and that's going to drive him president, nuts, you know. Now he's going to be pissed. Even more pissed at the FBI.
Trump.
And he's going to be mad at Jeff Bosesh for allowing this to happen.
Well, what does Jeff Bosesh have to do with this? I mean,
he's the attorney general. Technically, I think he's above the FBI or, you know, part of the.
But
the,
does he know?
Maybe not.
Does he have to know what's going on with the FBI? I mean, if I was in the FBI, I wouldn't want to tell Jeff Bosesh anything. I mean, do you trust him?
Maybe not. He's Justice Department, so maybe they are separate. But you can't trust him.
Of course not. You can't
but Trump hates him because he recused himself.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Because he did the right thing. Or saved his own balls, because, you know, doing the right thing is last on the list of anything from these people.
And
but
I would be
how does he save his own tiny little elf balls?
Elf balls? Yeah. Your elven testicles shall be spared. I sort of feel Trump on this in a weird, fucked up way. I mean, if you hire Jeff Bosesh as your attorney general, my expectation is that he will be down to do dirty things. Why else would you hire this scumbag?
Oh, look at my African-American over here. Look at him.
I mean, now Jeff Bosesh, I got to recuse myself. It's the right thing to do. What? Who the fuck
that's
are
why,
you?
Right. That's God. Why. That's
so
kind
confusing.
Of the exact reaction that Trump had. What?
Yeah, Jeff. Jeez, I thought you were down. I thought you were down to fuck the country up.
He put his boy in there and thought it's going to be his. He's one of the capos.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm as confused about that as Trump is, to be honest.
I think he's hedging his bets. I think he may have seen what was on the horizon as far as the Russia stuff.
Russia.
That's the headline over at the HuffPo. Let's put on some waders.
Ooh.
And head over to the cesspool. Ooh, of yes. The Drudge Report. Sure enough.
Mike Pence is like, sign me up.
All big red letters. God, I'm listening to, again, go to crabdiving.com/audible.
Yes.
And sign up for your free trial of Audible and listen to some cool books. I'm currently listening to, in small spurts, usually when I'm on the elliptical.
Yes.
To Fire and Fury.
Oh, shit.
And I'm just listening to a part right now where Mike Pence, they're talking about Mike Pence and just what nothing he does. Except wow. Be a moist tongue to rub up against the president's asshole whenever he's
a
around.
Moist tongue. I mean, my God, your tongue's in your mouth surrounded by saliva. I mean, moist. Of course his tongue is moist. You're saying his tongue is extra moist?
So he may, I don't know, you know, maybe he's an evil genius and he's just hiding under a rock until Trump is brought down and then he'll be the savior of Christianity for everyone.
It just seems like, I'm just going to say that it's going to be bullshit if we end up impeaching Trump and we get Mike Pence. It just doesn't seem fair, man.
There's also an argument to be made that he's dumb as fuck.
Mike Pence?
He's not bright. Yeah, because look what happened in Indiana with the... I gotta stop that. It's gonna be my regular speech now. I'm gonna be like, Indiana.
Yeah, Trump fucked you up.
In Indiana, the that law that the rest of the country said, do not sign that law. You will lose millions and millions of dollars. We will not have our convention there. This is the
right.
He says it wasn't this, but it was a religious freedom law that basically you could hang no homos allowed signs up and be like, we don't have to serve you.
But, you know, was he stupid? I mean, yeah, his state lost out. It wasn't good, but
his own party told him to not do it.
He looked like a hero.
Not that much.
Not to the base, to the vile evangelicals.
Yeah, he got booted out. Right?
Pence.
Oh, no. They did the dance of joy when he got chosen for vice president.
Yeah. I think this is a win for Pence. I mean, he looks like a hero to the evangelicals. I mean, there's no moderate Republicans.
Well, yeah, but they're
useless.
They're Vichy Republicans.
What is that? What do you mean?
The Vichy government in France were the ones who were like, you know, Adolf's not that bad.
Right. Well, then they're worse. They're enablers. They're actually worse.
Adolf is not that bad.
Right. I mean, I'm not going to listen. The moderate Republican Party doesn't exist. And if they are out there, they might as well not exist. They might as well be mannequins or blow up dolls. They're not doing anything.
Big red letters. FBI raids Trump lawyer. Mueller moves in. Drama as investigation expands. So they're going to be pissed that Mueller might have anything to do with the Stormy Daniels thing.
Now. Oh, okay. Shit.
But the letter that was put out that is available, you can go out on the internets and read it. The letter explaining Mueller's purview is he can, whatever he digs up, he can go into and sniff around. Trump's like, well, no. What if he? What if he stumbles upon a shipping crate of Ukrainian hookers?
He can't
with
look into
two
that.
Donald Trump from Vlad written on the side of it. He's not supposed to look at that because right. It's not in his mandate. Fuck that
mandate. I mean, yeah, that doesn't make any sense. It's insane. It sounds insane, but I mean that does feed into like, you know, what does Trump do probably when a woman accuses him of assault or rape? Yeah, he wants to make them seem like crazy people, like a liar, like crazy, insane. And that's what he's trying to do with Mueller, right? Mueller's out of control.
Oh, it's totally 100% what's going on. Yeah. There's another headline.
That's what
over
fucking
here.
By the way, that's what conservatives do to liberals all the time. You point out their bigotry, you point out their hate, their stupidity and all this shit. You say, "Oh, you're just a crazy snowflake lunatic hippie." You know? And nobody wants to be called that. So fuck them.
Stormy gave an interview to and posed nude for Penthouse
recently?
Yeah.
Okay. Yay.
She's given an interview to Penthouse magazine covering some of the areas they didn't talk about on 60 Minutes.
Ooh.
She also posed nude for the double May-June issue hitting newsstands at the end of the month with her on the cover.
Perfect.
So look at
damn
Stormy.
Trump. Really?
Milking it for everything.
What do the Republicans always say? What do they always say when they run against Democrats? We're bringing class back to the White House. They always say that.
They can't do that anymore.
No, but they will. They will.
Yeah, well, if it was a Democrat who...
Oh, my God.
There was shenaniganry, which will probably happen.
No, this would never happen. This would never happen on the progressive side because it wouldn't be tolerated. It wouldn't be tolerated in the fucking
least.
That's
true. Wiener was kind of run out.
Yeah, it is true. The Republicans don't give
for mayor.
Yeah, the Republicans don't give a fuck. I mean, Scott, that Pruitt guy still has a fucking job. I mean, that's insane.
Right, because all the coal and oil buddies love them some Scott Pruitt.
Right, absolutely. Chris Christie shut down a bridge. You know, he didn't go anywhere.
That's the headlines. Fascinating.
Yes.
I'm just scanning through the what's going on here.
Right.
At see what the drudgies are upset Ooh. About.
Oh,
picture
God.
Joy Reid.
Yeah.
You know, I did see this part. What if Trump refuses arrest?
Oh yeah.
Trump or Joy Reid asked, and I think they're making fun of her for asking that.
Yeah. Well, they're fucking racist.
But she's got a point. It's like this one guy, Nick Ackerman, was like, well, you know, it'd be a jury, and they would if he refused, then they would send the U.S. Marshals for him. And she's like, what if he closes up the White House
yeah.
and orders Secret Service to keep everybody out?
Dude, yeah. Not to sound like an I told you so, but I brought this up on the show weeks ago. I said, what if, how do they get him out of that White House? We think this lunatic is just going to say, oh, you're right, guys. You got me. I'm out of here. See you later, everybody. It was fun. He's not going to fucking do that. He's nuts. And I think to underestimate the scope of his insanity at this point is folly.
There's another headline before we move on here. CBS Pittsburgh.
Yes.
The headline says, according to police, woman claims the wind blew cocaine into her purse.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
I'm not going to name her. Drug possession.
Who cares?
I don't shame people for drug possession. She was one of two passengers in a car stopped by Fort Pierce, Florida.
Right.
Police in late March. People say an officer smelled marijuana, of course.
Yes.
They're
liars.
Black.
Yeah, yeah.
The officer smelled marijuana and searched the car. Cocaine and marijuana in separate bags were found inside a purse that she had on her lap.
Right. Why do they have to say in separate bags? Of course it's in separate
some
bags.
Kind of a blend.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. Wow. Authorities say they questioned her about the drugs. According to the police report, she responded, "It's a windy day. Must have flown through the window into my purse."
I love that. See, the wind can be evil.
She was charged with a misdemeanor count of marijuana possession and a felony count of cocaine possession.
Oh, shit.
I don't think there are misdemeanor cocaine possession.
I don't know.
Charges.
Kate?
In Florida.
Look that up.
She was later released on bond. So there you go. Very creative.
But didn't work. It didn't work. That's why a lot of people don't know this. That's why the Republicans hate wind power. Because of all the cocaine.
All the drugs flying around, sure. Yeah, it's blowing off of the illegals climbing. Climbing across the border.
They bring cocaine fronts.
Lots else going on. The weather, it's a lovely day and no flow.
Yeah, it's a little overcast. It's nice.
If you're anywhere near the panhandle.
Yeah, step on by Crab Diving Studios.
We apologize. Congratulations, Atmore. Local news.
Yes.
Atmore, Alabama will be able to sell alcohol on Sundays. It really just killed me when I saw that. Because I'm like, this is 2018 and we're still there have shitholes that are ascribing to this ridiculous religious bullshit of, oh no, we can't sell alcohol on the Lord's Day.
And dude, I mean, all that does is hurt business. If you're a liquor store and all of a sudden now you can't sell liquor on Sunday because some archaic bullshit. And by the way, I've driven through Atmore. I got a good friend of mine that lives in Atmore. It is a, I don't know. They're challenged for things to do there. I think they might have a movie theater. There's a there might be a casino in Atmore, maybe. I think there's probably pretty good meth distribution.
Business. That's great. The let me see, what's the population here?
Like Atmore,
Alabama.
7.5.
Oh, it's big. 10,000.
Oh shit.
Anyway.
Yep.
Atmore, Alabama.
Shout out to Atmore, baby. Hey, if you're listening to Atmore, tweet us at Crab Diving.
Oh, I didn't know they have Escambia County over there, too.
I didn't know that either.
They couldn't come up with another name?
No, fuck that. God, that's crazy.
We here in Pensacola are in Escambia County, Florida, but Atmore is a city in Escambia County, Alabama.
Right. Well, that's confusing. Why the fuck would you do that?
Why not pick a new name?
Maybe I don't fucking
maybe
know.
Maybe they were envious of the of the Escambia name.
Yeah, they're envious of Escambia. Well, it is Atmore.
Well, sure,
they're envious of a lot of things. I don't know if they have a skating rink there.
For most of the 20th century, Atmore was primarily a farming, timber, and light industry community.
Yes,
major commercial industries have been Maslin Carpets.
Oh, carpet. You can buy carpet there. That's probably fun. Hang out by a carpet factory. What's that like?
For many years, the Vanity Fair Lingerie Company operated a manufacturing sewing plant in Atmore.
Oh, shit.
Offering employment to local citizens and surrounding. So you were sewing...
I make garters all day.
Sewing lingerie.
Ooh, wee-wee.
There is a... casino.
Oh, okay. Good. It's someplace you can go deposit your money at.
Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
Fuck you.
It is near Atmore.
Nice.
There you go, everybody.
Okay.
Little
local bullshit.
Slice of Americana for y'all.
Yes. A lovely slice.
A horrific chemical attack in Syria.
Yes.
Bashar al-Assad is like, it wasn't me.
But it was, right?
Uncle Nippus is like, it wasn't him, but it was.
Right.
Today, President Trump, I think we have some audio of our brilliant commander-in-chief.
God.
Thank you very much. I'd like to begin by condemning the heinous attack on innocent Syrians. with banned chemical weapons. It was an atrocious attack.
By the way, sitting behind him next to the window, first day of work.
Yes.
I wonder if there's any hazing.
Oh, with John
Bolton.
Hey, Johnny. Hazing? Like, what do you mean? They're going to, like...
I don't know. Maybe do something to him in the locker room.
Oh, yeah. They have a locker room at the White House. That's one place. Well, I don't want to be in the locker room with any of those guys.
Chemical weapons.
Weapons.
It was an atrocious attack. It was horrible. You don't see things
like... He's looking pretty orange. He looks like he might have gotten a retouch.
Oh, yeah. Maybe he spent some
spray
time
tan, at the, or at least some bronzer on his face.
Maybe he was at the golf course and got tan.
Oh.
That's yeah. It.
An atrocious attack. It was horrible. You don't see things like that, as bad as the news is around the world. You just don't see those images. We are studying that situation extremely closely. We are meeting with our military and everybody else. And we'll be making...
What everybody the fuck?
Else. We're meeting with everybody else.
God,
you know.
He just doesn't know what to say. We're meeting with the military.
The Rockettes are coming down. We're going to meet with them and see what they think.
He could say, you know, I'm meeting with everybody else and some advisors. Anything would sound better than everybody else. I don't know what that means. He said, I don't even... God, that
he,
sounds
because
like...
Because he doesn't know.
What did he say about the White House?
What do you mean?
Well, earlier when he was Easter or something, he's like, oh, yeah, we're really proud of the White House, this wonderful place.
It is a house or a building or whatever you want to call it.
Whatever you want to call it. No, it's not whatever you want to call it. It's the motherfucking White House. Yeah. That's it, dude. It's like he can't stop fucking talking.
Harry and everybody else. And we'll be making some major decisions over the next 24 to 48 hours. We are very concerned when a thing like that can happen. This is about humanity. We're talking about humanity.
Y-U-M-A-N.
Humanity, baby.
Humanity.
Humanity or humanity. That could mean different things to this lunatic. We don't know what humanity is. Might mean, you know.
Does anybody feel comforted by this?
No.
By anything this guy says? Is anybody sitting around? I mean, do the Trumpalos really? They're like... Oh, listen, the president's got it. Oh, yes. I'm soothed now. He's
great.
He's horrified.
Really,
we've never seen anything like it.
You know what I feel good about, Trump? I'm glad you're talking to the military, and I'm especially glad you're meeting with everybody else. That makes me feel so fucking secure.
Ivana.
Yeah, everybody. He's not meeting with Ivana. Fuck no, dude. Are you crazy?
About humanity. We're talking about humanity. And it can't be allowed to happen. So we'll be looking at that barbaric act and studying what's going on. We're trying to get people in there. As you know, it's been surrounded, so it's very hard to get people in because not only has it been hit, it's been surrounded. And if they're innocent, why aren't they allowing people to go in and prove? Because, as you know, they're claiming they didn't make the attack. So... If it's Russia, if it's Syria, if it's Iran, if it's all of them together, we'll figure it out and we'll know the answers quite soon. So we're looking at that very, very strongly and very seriously.
We're looking
very
at it strongly. We're looking at it seriously.
Thanks.
God, I mean, you know.
That's kind of the baseline, I would hope, of everything he does. I would like it looked at strongly and seriously.
Can you imagine if you died in a, I don't know what kind of chemicals it was, but shit, dude. And I heard the leader of the quote unquote, air quotes, free world saying, we're going to look at it seriously. I'd be like, yeah, of course you are. Of course you're going to look at it seriously, but also strongly. What does he mean? What the fuck does he mean?
John McCain,
yes,
is still undergoing treatment for brain cancer, but managed to take a swing at Trump in a statement. He basically blamed Trump for this chemical attack in Syria, suggesting that Trump's recent comments about U.S. troops leaving Syria very soon. Yeah, we're going to leave very soon. We're getting the fuck out of there.
Very soon.
And that was one of those where the reports are that all the military dudes were like, what?
What are you talking about?
What? Did he talk to you about that? No, he didn't talk to me
about
that.
Nobody fucking
knows,
man.
Did he talk to you? He didn't talk to me. And then everybody's got to scramble to try to make his bidding either spin it or make it come true.
Do you think Trump announced he's pulling out of Syria and that's why Assad did that? Do you think those two are related?
Well, I think it emboldens them. Oh, and here's the word. John McCain suggested that the Trump's comments about troops leaving Syria very soon and his non-interventionist approach have emboldened.
Yeah.
Syrian President Bashar al-Assad.
I mean, I don't know. That's probably why you have a State Department, right? Where you talk to them about shit like this. And before you make some weird ass audible when you're on camera, oh, we're going to pull out of Syria because, you know, it's time for everybody to come home. Isn't that the point? Am I hallucinating? Did I remember Donald Trump screaming and yelling about Obama announcing when they were going to pull out of Iraq?
Yeah, sure.
Why would you tell the enemy what you're going to fucking do, Donald? God damn you, hypocrite.
McCain said in a statement, President Trump last week signaled to the world that the United States would prematurely withdraw from Syria. Bashar Assad and his Russian and Iranian backers have heard him.
Russia.
And emboldened by American inaction, Assad has reportedly launched another chemical attack against innocent women, men, and children, this time in Douma, is the name of the town.
Yes.
So there you go. I mean, John McCain coming out swinging and saying this is Trump's fault.
I mean, bad actors are going to do bad shit on the planet no matter what, you know? But now nobody knows how America's going to react.
Right.
And
we can't be trusted.
If we're able to react.
They're talking about the timing of this this Iran thing. John Bolton gets in there. He wants to rip up the Iran deal, make it go away. So as Trump promised he would in his campaigning. But it's going to come around the same time that he's supposed to sit down and shake hands with Kim Jong-un and make a deal. Why would Kim Jong-un believe a fucking word Donald Trump says when Donald Trump is here saying, I don't like that Paris deal that Negro signed. I'm out.
Yeah.
I don't like that Iranian deal that Negro signed. I'm out.
I mean,
but he's done that his whole career.
Yeah.
I'm going to sell you 100 pianos for your fucking, for your hotels. And then Trump's like, I don't like that deal. After the pianos are already...
After they're made and sold, and I don't like that deal.
Yeah, I'm not giving you the money. Sue me.
Yeah, but except now they'll just bomb you into oblivion or whatever the fuck he's going to do.
So that's his privileged country his whole life. Like that. Just swing it around his big lawyer's dick. Not even his own. He's not wielding the dick of the law.
Yeah, the dick of the law is not being used properly or used. The dick of the law is being ignored, you know, neglected. There's no law dick anymore. Nobody believes our fucking president ever. I mean, there's one thing if you disagree with positions on shit, but he lies.
By the minute.
And you know what? You know what? He lies, but so did George Bush. This is not a weird Republican thing.
George Bush had a really whopper.
George Bush lied us into a fucking war.
Right,
I mean,
but,
you know.
Every time he got up to talk about anything, you weren't like,
yeah,
ching, 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 like Trump lie watch.
Right.
Ching,
right.
Ching, ching.
Yeah. It is very GOP, though. It is very GOP, all this shit. He's just brash and more flamboyant than those other scumbags.
The Mark Zuckerberg, I guess, is
the Zuck baby
slithering around Washington.
Yes. How much money is he worth? How much money does this motherfucker have?
A bunch of billions.
Oh yes. Good job, Zuck.
He met with one of our senators from here in Florida.
Oh,
Nelson.
Oh, okay. The non-crazy one?
The one who is has now received an opponent in Rick fucking Scott.
Bleah!
Although Rick Scott may have primary challengers.
Yes.
That would be great if he lost in the primary.
Oh, my God. That would be amazing. All it takes, right? It'll just be somebody crazier than him, right?
Make it happen. Matt Gaetz, run for Senate.
God.
The
Matt Gaetz. What a fucking loser.
He's
gross.
Mark Zuckerberg is on the I'm way sorry
Yay.
Tour. This is the Washington Post.
Why?
Facebook CEO.
Yeah, why? Does he, maybe, I don't know. Does he explain why he did this thing with Cambridge Analytica? Or?
He didn't know it was going to get to Cambridge Analytica. Oh, you know, okay. That dude took it.
Right. And
disseminated it elsewhere.
Ooh. So Mark Zuckerberg is guilty of maybe not being responsible.
Not giving a shit.
Yeah, with all the data on his. Okay.
Correct. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg expressed contrition for allowing third-party apps to grab the data of its users without their permission.
Sorry, guys.
And for being, quote, too slow to spot and respond to Russian interference.
So Mark Zuckerberg is a smart motherfucker, made Facebook, changed the face, created social media, whatever you want to say. But he, in this instance, he was too slow.
Yeah, I think...
Bullshit!
Yeah.
Lies.
The, he said he plans to open his remarks with a familiar recitation about the social media platform's ability to link far-flung people together. Facebook is cool. You know, Velshi today on Velshi and Rule, he was totally like,
right.
Facebook is cool. People use it a lot. People
right.
like it. You like keeping in touch. I'm glad that I have people I went to college with that I keep in touch with.
Oh, yeah,
that
dude.
I would never have before.
Yeah.
They come to town. You're like, hey, let's have a beer. You never, you know, I mean, how would that happen?
Otherwise,
if everybody drifts apart, you never see them for the rest of your lives.
Yeah,
so,
no. I mean,
there's things like that. And
that is cool.
All the
that
great cat
cool.
pictures.
Oh, yes. But I think that's cool. I mean, it's good for our show. We use it, you know, to talk to our listeners. But I think what we could say is, yes, that's cool. We've all acknowledged that. But you know what else is cool for Zuckerberg? He's made a shitload of money. So that's right. cool. But let's move on to where the fucker explains why he's so loosey-goosey with all this data.
Well, now he's saying that...
He can fuck off.
The company is going to be willing to make a little bit less profits in lieu of making sure that we feel safe and warm
okay.
and fuzzy.
Well, listen, Zuck.
I think there's going to be legislation. I think. I think even the small government Republicans are going to realize that you know there needs to be some kind of
right.
something.
You're telling me it's just hard for me to believe all this data that came out of that Facebook. Zuck didn't know Trump was going to use this to get elected. He didn't know. He's such a naive little.
I mean, somebody knew at some level.
The fuck.
Did a report come up to Zuckerberg that hey, you know, there's political ads being bought in rubles? I don't know that, but somebody somewhere
just,
in that fucking organization
right.
knew what was going on. We knew what was going on because we have a political page, and we
Zuckerberg
could see
knew.
The trolls that were hitting us
yes.
and the bots.
Yeah,
that were very obvious.
I'm not buying this act of his, like, oh, you know, I want Facebook to be this good thing to bring people together. Okay, fine, that's whatever. You got Donald Trump elected, dickhead. You're part of it.
Own it,
dickface.
Yeah, I'm responsible.
Is he a gross, bigoted GOP fucknut? Is
no,
that what we don't
liberal,
know?
Well, he's a liberal tech bro. So
yeah, so he's an asshole.
Little libertarian-y.
Yeah, Mark.
Infections in there.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny. Libertarians that are rich as shit. I mean, yeah, he could be a libertarian. He can afford all his own shit. He doesn't need the government to do shit for him.
Zuckerberg said plans on telling lawmakers it's clear that we didn't do enough to prevent these tools from being used for harm as well. That goes for fake news, foreign interference in elections, hate speech, as well as developers and data privacy. We didn't take a broad enough view of our responsibility. That was a big mistake. It was my mistake, and I'm sorry. I started Facebook, I run it, and I'm responsible for what happens here.
Nah, shove the sorries up your ass. You're rich. What do you care?
So we'll see what's going on. We'll see what happens there.
It's so funny. Listen to this guy. It's like he's one of these rich, fucking entitled white guys who Trump is president, and he probably will do better, you know, with Trump as president than, say, if it would have been Hillary, bottom line-wise, money-wise.
Oh,
he might
taxes,
do better.
For sure, yeah.
And he's not going to get pulled over because he's not a black person. You know, he's not right. going to get harassed. He's a rich white guy who is a quote-unquote progressive living under Trump. It's maddening.
Speaking of maddening, it's not a trade war, but it is, but it's not.
Yes.
But I love China. President Xi and I are total buds. We had cake together.
We had
at Mar-a-Lago. He brought that up. He's like, I had two lovely days in China, and President Xi spent 2 days at Mar-a-Lago. We're good friends.
Right, right. But one of the worst, it's so funny. It's like, why do we care about what you have for dinner? And instead, tell me it's the military and everybody else are going to be looking at this Syria tragedy. Is anyone having cake? I mean, he shoots out the weirdest fucking details.
So the latest Axios report.
Axios.
Or a report from Axios. That is the latest news on this.
Is that better?
The trade war.
Yes.
Is the headline is how Trump world is winging a trade war.
What do you mean? Like, he just...
Nobody knows what's coming. He just starts this shit.
Right. He'll just, you know, because he doesn't... You know what it is, man? It's like, some of it has to be that when he's on camera or he's being interviewed, he doesn't know anything. And so every now and then, he will say some crazy fucking shit.
So, you know, a little bit of dick measuring going on. Trump's like, I mean, we're hitting China with $50 billion in trade tariffs is very unfair. Very unfair.
Oh, yes.
And I hate what Obama got us into and other presidents.
And other presidents.
But he, and then... China said, oh, I got your 50 mil bill. I'll meet your 50 bill.
Oh, okay.
With some trade tariffs of our own on your soybeans and some of your other shit.
Right. It was fucked up, dude.
So then Trump came back with, oh, yeah, I got $100 billion more. Not including Ivanka's clothing line. Not including
right.
Clothes.
Oh, yes. It doesn't it seem like it's just he's playing poker and he's not even paying attention. He's just shoving chips onto the table, and we're the chips.
So Jonathan Swan over at Axios says, when the president threatened China with $100 billion in new tariffs, there had hardly been any White House discussion. There wasn't one single deliberative meeting in which senior officials sat down to debate pros and cons of the historic threat from the president.
So like, when he says shit, like we're going to be talking over this with the military and everyone else, it does seem like bullshit. Cause he didn't even talk about the fucking trade war.
Maybe. Yeah. Trump didn't even ask for advice. It says from his new top economic advisor, Larry Kudlow from Fox News.
The guy from TV.
Yeah.
You didn't talk, maybe you talked to Lou Dobbs.
Instead, Trump presented the new tariffs as a fait accompli.
Oh, oui, oui. I'm sure he didn't say that.
Even Chief of Staff Kelly knew that Trump wanted more tariffs, but was blindsided by the speed of the announcement.
Oh, shit. Yeah, right? You're confused.
Legislative Affairs Director Mark Short, basically the White House liaison to Capitol Hill, knew absolutely nothing about it.
He didn't know shit. God.
So Congress, therefore, knew nothing about what was coming.
Well, don't you tell Congress? I mean, if you're engaged in a trade war, do you have to tell Congress? I guess you don't.
I think so. Maybe.
I mean, you would want to.
He says the president wasn't completely freelancing. The topic came up at the senior staff meeting on the morning of the announcement. And he, so in less than a day, this policy of we're going to impose an extra $100 billion of tariffs.
God.
We're escalating the trade war that we've started.
Yeah.
Less than a day.
Right.
Consideration. Trump personally ordered Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin to put together the threat and get it done by Thursday. Trump said I got to protect American farmers.
Yeah.
Who are the ones getting screwed? Because
and he said something.
American farmers are the ones that are getting fucked. Did you hear what happened with corn from Mexico? Like, we lost being the major supplier of corn to Mexico.
Oh, I saw that. They're going to go to South America
Argentina.
Now.
Yeah, Argentina. We're like, they're like, fuck it. We're going to get it from Argentina. You guys are assholes.
Yeah. I mean, why would you want to do anything for this country? If it's like, listen, I'm surprised you want to sell a bunch of rapist corn.
It says, for some White House officials, the moment was jarring. Trump had melted down Capitol Hill and roiled the markets with zero substantive internal debate.
Yeah, yeah. God, that's crazy. That is crazy.
Some people blame Mnuchin for the rollout.
Yeah. Of the trade war?
And some say, or this escalation. Without anybody knowing about it. Another senior administration official is defending Mnuchin, saying that after getting the order from Trump, he told the staff secretary had multiple conversations with a trade representative. And they point out that no tariffs have been implemented yet. This is all just like I said, dick waving.
Yes.
It's not, nothing has happened. Trump's like, oh yeah.
Right. It's so insane. I mean, I don't know. It's like there's a guy driving the car who has a blindfold on and his foot on the gas pedal. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Right.
Or he doesn't give a fuck.
And Kudlow is kind of a globalist. Kudlow's
globalist.
Trying to talk him out of it.
Yeah.
To no avail. Trump is emboldened now. He feels unfettered now that the reports are basically that John Kelly is like a secretary now. He schedules things. That's about it. That he lost all the power.
Right. But the Trump said, or the White House's thing with that, didn't they say, well, when John Kelly first came in, he had to establish all these rules and systems, and now those are established. He doesn't have to do as much. I don't know. Why would you believe anything coming out of the White House?
Right. What, Kellyanne Conway?
I don't know.
We totally believe her. Yeah. Whatever she says, or the spokes-Gamorrean guard.
God, Trump, imagine if you ran, if you were working, if you had someone working for your company and they lost a major client that you sold corn to, wouldn't you fire them? We don't sell corn to Mexico? I don't know.
Well, right.
The Mexicans like corn.
What
a stupid thing to even wonder.
Probably a big hit to certain farmers.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry, just reading ahead here. Okay, so that's he started it without any kind of
yes.
Axios
just nuts.
But with Trump as mercurial as he is, any soothing words from Kudlow should be taken with a large grain of salt. Like, Kudlow's running out to the lawn to grab reporters and be like, no, it's not a trade war. It's not a trade war. It's not a trade war.
It's like he's got all these people, Trump, that'll come out and say, listen, the president's not crazy, okay? We don't believe you. We don't believe you.
Liar.
Yeah, he is nuts.
This is a story that is over at the Raw story. There's a general, retired General Mark Hertling.
Yes.
A general named Hertling.
I know. Hertling. General
Hertling. Responded to a tweet sent out by I don't know. What the fuck is she? Senior White House advisor and lap ornament to the president? Ivanka Trump?
I don't know what the fuck
she is. I don't know what she is. Like, what is her fucking title?
But she's in the White House.
Well, yeah, apparently wields a lot of power. We don't pay her fuck all. Remember, no. They're like, oh, we're not taking a salary.
Well, we do pay her, right? Because her clothing line isn't going to be affected in the fucking trade war.
She got paid with all those patents that Xi Jinping gave her.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody.
After they had cake.
Yeah. Oh, they had cake. Why do we know that? Why do we know which leaders get cake and which leaders don't get cake? No. That's fucking crazy. Larry Kudlow's coming out there. Listen, nobody's nuts in this White House. You just got there, dickhead. What do you know?
Justin Trudeau said bad things about me. No cake for him.
Everybody said bad things about you.
Ivanka tweeted. We need to promote healthy lifestyles for America's youth.
Now, fuck you.
Do you remember how they vilified Michelle Obama?
Oh my God.
For trying to get healthy food into our lunch programs?
They
accused her of being a Nazi, forcing the kids to eat broccoli.
Well, listen, if you guys want to, you can accuse this administration of being Nazis. And it's not baseless. It's not based on school lunches.
We need to promote healthy. Oh wait, it's Ivanka. We need to promote healthy lifestyles.
That vocal
for America's
fry.
Youth. In a recent survey, 9.5 million U.S. children reported they did not once participate in any of over 100 sports or activities listed.
Okay.
Major General Mark Hertling, according to a story here, then humiliated for his daughter, Ivanka Trump, after she showed ignorance of federal child nutrition and fitness programs.
Yes.
That her own father has cut budgets to.
Right. Right. Well,
he tweeted, there's this thing called the President's Council on Fitness, Sport, and Nutrition. Been around 60 years. Used to have 25 appointees. I was one of them. Michelle Obama helped and generated momentum in this area. No one is on the council now. No one. There is no council.
God, why? Why wouldn't you just keep them around?
The President's Council on Fitness, Sports, and Nutrition.
We don't have that anymore.
Gone.
Bye-bye. Why? Is this Bannon from when he was there? They just taking a...
There was a House panel on baby chop shops.
Oh, yes.
Michelle Blackburn. We found money for that.
There's probably a panel on building that fucking wall. There's panels on everything that has to do with shit that isn't real. That's nice.
Oh, yeah. He tried to put together that voter fraud panel.
What's wrong with the government taking a hand and helping kids eat better, their nutrition, while they're at school?
Because it was a black woman telling them.
What's wrong with that? Yep,
because
that's
it was
it.
A black woman having the audacity to tell them what to feed the kids during lunchtime.
God, do you guys, you Republicans, do you hear how racist you are? Jesus Christ. I mean, it's like, it is super fucked up.
Congratulations to Senator Tammy Duckworth.
Yay.
Made history.
Oh, shit.
Today.
Yes.
By being the first member of the Senate to have a baby while in office.
Oh, wow. She was in office and she gave birth right there?
Not in her office.
Oh, okay. Like... She went to a hospital.
Yeah.
Hospital.
So...
Congrats.
So congrats.
Yeah, good job, man.
It's not like that time Ted Kennedy was in the bathroom for an hour after 3 days of Indian food.
Oh, right. That's
the biggest birth that ever happened.
Oh, yeah. Did you, that last story about Ivanka, you know what I think about? Remember that speech she gave at the RNC? Where she was talking about healthcare.
Daycare,
she just basically co-opted a bunch of progressive issues and pretended like she was going to do something about it.
Right. And everyone looked at her
my God.
Like, what? Wait a minute. What do you mean daycare for
everybody? All you people out there that had the fucking nerve to suggest that Ivanka was going to do something, worth a shit during this presidency. Ha 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 ha. You're wrong.
Great job.
She didn't do shit. The only reason, God, I swear to God, well, the only reason people had faith in her.
She may have mitigated some stuff, even in the book I'm hearing, that, yes. that she and Jared may actually have mitigated some of the more heinous things because they, they're not really liberals. They're kind of like Wall Street liberals, you know, they're very socially liberal, like right to choose and things like that and gay marriage and all that. But when it comes to money, then they're.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know,
as assholery-ish as
I would like, not and not to sound like an asshole, but damn, I mean, you know, I want to see proof. I just don't believe it. These fucking money grubbing fucking assholes. It's just people thought Ivanka was going to be helpful because she's good looking. And that's it. I guarantee you people are that fucking superficial.
The. That's it. Tammy Duckworth. Gave birth to a little baby.
Congrats.
She's 50.
Wow. Is she really?
Yeah.
Damn. Good job.
Now, I mean, I remember reading an article like about a month or two ago about they're like, well, are they going to let her breastfeed on the Senate floor? There's no way. They'll lose their minds.
Bobby, aren't you allowed to do that at work?
Well, I think so.
Yeah, grow up. Go ahead, Tammy. I mean, you know, who gives a fuck?
But it's still an old boys club, so.
Oh, yeah.
Who the hell knows?
Right.
I've got another story here. Let's go into Trump's America a little bit.
Boo!
Do you care that within minutes of the horrific attack in Syria,
yes,
that InfoWars is saying it's a false flag.
God,
why again? We're all bewildered as to why fucking Alex Jones suddenly became such a Russia whore and a Putin filator.
Friends with Trump,
I guess. There's still that question as to were there right wing media outlets that were colluding basically by saying, hey, send us your Hillary killed Seth Rich shit. We'll jump all over it. That kind of thing.
What do you mean? Like who is like Alex Jones?
Like Breitbart, like Right Wing Watch were complicit in sharing fake news about Hillary. Alex Jones was giddy every time Hillary sneezed.
Oh, yeah,
there she was. Look, here, you can see the tremors. So, we zoomed in.
So the Trump campaign would say something like, hey, do a story about Hillary being sick tonight.
No, they got their information from Russia.
Oh, I see.
Like they were getting the Russian disinformation bullshit and willingly. Remember, we did a story a long time ago that Breitbart and InfoWars and maybe WND shared bigger numbers of fake news than any of the mainstream or liberal outfits.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, think about it in terms of that Sinclair story in the context of that. I mean, that's not crazy.
Alex Jones said that, echoed that the Assad regime, what they said, called the chemical attack a false flag launched by the Syrian rebels to keep the U.S. engaged in what's going on.
Yes.
Has every hallmark of a false flag. Why does it have every hallmark of false flag? The Russians have announced they're pulling out a month ago. The United States announces it's going to pull out a week ago. President Trump, the globalists openly want to keep us there. Break the country into three parts. This is a big, big deal.
How would it be a false flag? How many people died in that chemical attack?
It's so obvious they're trying to suck us into a war.
Could you imagine if all these false flags...
70, maybe?
Yeah. How do you coordinate that? You're fooling everybody. Everybody in the world believes it really happened. Alex Jones is the one guy that saw through it.
Well, and all these chemical weapons are supposed to be destroyed. Where are the Syrian rebels getting them?
Russia?
No, the Russians are against the Syrian rebels. They're
back. Oh, Alex Jones is saying the Syrian rebels are creating the false flag.
Right, right.
Oh, I don't fucking know.
Because
well, if Russia's dropped, in on the false flag,
they dropped a gas bomb on their own people to try to make sure that America doesn't leave like it said it was going to.
Yeah. Well, if Russia's in on the false flag, then they would get them from Russia, maybe. I don't know. I mean, none of it makes sense.
No, the Syrian rebels are against Putin and Assad. Yeah.
I know.
So the false flag would be...
The Syrian rebels did it to themselves?
Yes. The Russians want the Americans out of there.
Right. Well, I don't know.
Because the Americans are helping the rebels.
Yeah. I was just confused by Assad the false flag.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, you know.
Who is this? David Knight, who hosts... Oh, the InfoWars morning program. I didn't know that there was
lovely
morning program.
Got all these lesser talents on InfoWars. I mean, goddamn.
Well, Alex can't be on 24/7.
Ooh.
I want to hear a little bit of...
Alex Jones? Fuck yeah. Or David Knight?
He who got off of it, 27 years old, in Tacoma, Washington. She said it took 9 months to wean herself off of the drug Zoloft by taking increasingly smaller doses.
Okay, so I don't know what this is. It's probably about brain control. And,
Ooh, perfect.
All that stuff. But he's an old dude. The B team isn't like Alex doesn't really have a whole lot of home run hitters out in their lineup.
Yeah, yeah.
Other than himself,
well, he has no home run hitters, and I kind of think. I mean, Alex, I don't know. Why don't you just air your program all day? I bet you wouldn't lose any listeners, and you wouldn't have to pay all these douchebags, right?
Like that Jerome Corsi is 1,000 years old, and he's,
dude, he airs...
He's nipples deep in QAnon now.
I mean, this motherfucker airs... He does 4 hours a day, right? That's how long his show is, something like that?
Yeah, 3-4, I'm not sure, yeah.
Rerun that 8 times.
Right.
Yo, I would be shocked if he lost listeners. I mean, I don't want to help Alex Jones and... God,
who's listening to this David Knight guy? Sounds...
I don't fucking know. I wonder how he retains listeners. There's got to be a massive drop off.
Knight is wondering whether Trump's condemnation of the Assad regime is evidence that the president is being gaslighted about the attack. And insinuated that Trump may be assassinated if he resists calls for military action. These people are out of their
fucking minds. They're nuts. They think Trump and all these white guys are the ones under attack. Trump is the fascist. He is the oppressor.
He said, this is David Knight, morning host of on InfoWars. He said, he had a radio voice, right? I don't know whether President Trump is being gaslighted, whether he really believes this or whether he knows what happened to JFK, and he's not playing along with this, or is he fooled by what's going on? But nevertheless, it's dangerous.
Everybody's fooled.
It's dangerous because he's not sucking Assad and Putin's cock.
Yeah.
Is what he's saying.
Absolutely. And you know what I don't get? Why do these guys care? I thought these guys just believe whatever Trump said. Like, if Trump changes tact and now he's not for Russia... Why wouldn't InfoWars just fall in line? What's the big deal, dickheads? What do you care?
It says here, this is Right Wing Watch. InfoWars also ran cover for the Assad regime last year after a gas attack.
Yes.
And promoted the hashtag Syria hoax narrative alongside other conspiracy theorists like Mike Cernovich.
Oh, okay.
It was later revealed the campaign was traced back to a pro-Assad propaganda outlet.
Okay.
So they started the hashtag Syria hoax. InfoWars and Cernovich run with it.
Oh, okay. I see. God. It's like everybody just has these little marching orders and shit.
They don't care about gassed kids?
Yeah, I don't
piles,
know.
I saw that horrific videotape of the piles of dead kids in rooms.
And they're just so quick to say it's a false flag. And they believe it happened. They think the Syrian rebels gassed their own fucking people.
That's what they're saying. To keep the Americans there. and to force the Americans to strike Assad, which people are saying, well, Trump has to top. Remember those missiles? We sent 33 missiles and destroyed their air base, even though it was like, yo, Vlad, can you call Bashar and tell him that like 11 o'clock tomorrow night, we're going to bomb the shit out of it so we can get everything out of there that's really important and necessary?
Just think about that. Think about that.
And then it was repaired like two days later.
Our military went in there and bombed them, and Trump told our enemy to move. That is...
Well, he let them know ahead of time. He let Putin know ahead of time.
Yeah. That's fucking crazy.
And Putin is reach-around buddies with Bashar.
Oh, yes.
Al-Assad.
Everybody's a reach-around buddy. How the fuck is this dickheaded InfoWars and Alex Jones and whatever? Are these the only people that are able to figure out? They're the only people that can figure this shit out. They see it as a false flag. They're geniuses.
Yeah, I don't know how... I mean, how do you put that shit together? I mean, every single thing, you've got to try to invent some bizarre backstory and crazy theory and twist logic and sanity into a fucking pretzel to meet a bizarre narrative.
Right.
Doesn't make sense. It's like young Earth creationists.
Oh, yes.
Doesn't make sense.
Right. It's crazy.
What else is going on? Thanks for joining us. Don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, you can buy shit through our Amazon hole. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost you fuck all, just helps us out here.
That's right.
At streaming. Screaming and streaming.
Yes. False flag.
Liberal media.
Everything's a false fucking flag.
I've got this story here.
Yes.
What do we want to talk about? Do we want to talk about Ted Nugent?
Oh my God.
What he said over the weekend. Sure, why not?
How is the lead singer from Damn Yankees so... Wait, was he the lead singer in Damn Yankees, or was he vocals? It doesn't matter. Why is he in the news so fucking much, this lunatic?
Knowledge.
God damn.
Ted Nugent was on, is this a radio program, or this is from InfoWars.
Oh, okay.
From the April 6th.
Ugh.
So Friday is the Alex Jones show.
He had Ted Nugent on as a guest.
And here is Ted Nugent.
Ted Nugent and Alex Jones.
I'm not sure. The video looks like they're at like Ted's house. So I don't know if it's...
I mean, that's...
If it's actually Alex talking to Ted, or if somebody went to his place to talk to him, you know, a correspondent.
Did they hang out?
Well, no, I said it might be a correspondent.
I see.
That
I'm
went
sorry.
To his house or whatever. Here is Ted Nugent talking about Democrats and guns.
And because the fear is coming.
Yep. So Alex is in Alex, they're in a kitchen somewhere.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if this is a Ted's place.
Oh, Alex's place. Physically there.
This is Alex, yeah. I couldn't see him in the video, but now that I just started.
And because the spirit is coming back, it makes it that much more important. Don't you feel that we've got to fight and win and to realize what we're up against, because we've really drawn out the other side to show their true America-hating evil, their true prosperity-hating evil. Then I ask...
America-hating evil, their prosperity-hating evil.
Yeah. God, that's crazy.
It's us.
Oh, yes.
Democrats
prosperity
and liberals.
Hating.
Yeah. Progressive.
Prosperity hating. Hey, dickhead, who on the ticket in this last election wanted the minimum wage raised? Who wanted people to get paid more? This is insane. How can the progressives not win by saying people on minimum wage will be paid more if you elect Democrats?
But you're doing it by taking away money from all the hardworking trust fund babies who inherit corporations that their great grandfather started.
Yes. What's wrong with that? That to me is a positive. Who gives
a
fuck?
I know. It doesn't make any sense. So here's the meeting of the mindless in somebody's kitchen.
They're true America-hating evil. They're true prosperity-hating evil. Then I ask, why do they love communism? Why do they love collapse?
Be careful asking those questions. I have people ask me, well, why would they want to ban this bullet or this? And I don't go down the why road. If you start asking why does a woman who gets up there and says, you don't need to read this, you need to sign it to find out what's in it. I mean, why wasn't she tackled on the House floor and handcuffed and given?
Pelosi, he's going back to Obamacare, that lie about Pelosi, who said, well, we're going to have to pass it before we see what's in it. Talking about what was in committee.
Right.
We have to find out what passes from the committee to see what's in the final bill.
Right.
Is what she was referring. And right-wing dickbags for years have been saying,
on it.
Nancy Pelosi said, you got to pass it first, then we'll read it.
That's not what she meant. And they know that's not what she meant. And
that's what this ass fuck just, Ted Nugent just lied about.
I mean, it just doesn't matter. The truth doesn't matter. The problem is when you start explaining shit to right-wing nut jobs, they immediately start thinking, oh, I'm being fooled by the deep state. The deep state is
you're a leftist, right?
Well, yes, and you're a leftist. But what's happening is right-wing nut job dickbag is you're fucking stupid. And you think a lot of people are fooling you all of the time because there's a lot of shit you don't understand because you're racist or dumb or sexist. Who fucking knows?
And or.
All of that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
She tackled on the House floor and handcuffed and given some sort of treatment.
Why wasn't Nancy Pelosi tackled on the House floor? And you notice he had to catch himself.
Yeah, was he going to say tackled and beaten?
And give her some kind of treatment. His first impulse was, hang her! Hang her!
He's an idiot, violent lughead that likes to walk around in the woods and shoot animals to death with a bone fucking arrow.
And fuck underage girls.
Oh, yeah, and sing about it!
Details.
She tackled on the House floor and handcuffed and given some sort of treatment. You don't ask why. Just know that evil, dishonesty, and scam artists have always been around, and that right now they're liberal, they're Democrat, they're rhinos, they're Hollywood, they're fake news, they're media, they're academia, and they're half of our government, at least. So...
And 70% of the fucking country, you asshole.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, they're academia. What is wrong with that? They're educated people.
They hate them, the educated.
A fucking rock band. You sing and you play fucking guitar. Do you ever think to yourself, I don't know. Why?
Republicans hate education.
Yeah,
because
they hate knowing shit.
It's an inoculation against Republicanism.
What did Obama say? Obama had to come on television and remind America that knowing things is good. It's good. It's good to know shit. Knowledge is good.
They're rhinos, they're Hollywood, they're fake news, they're media, they're academia, and they're half of our government, at least. So come to that realization. There are rabid coyotes running around. You don't wait till you see one to go get your gun. Keep your gun handy, and every time you see one, you shoot one.
Whoa, what does he mean?
The liberals and the rhinos and academia are the rabid coyotes running around. You don't wait to go grab your gun. You see it, you shoot it.
Can I point out the hypocrisy here? Because like he's saying fairly plainly, something needs to get shot, right? If we say that Ted Nugent threatened progressives with a gun or Democrats or whatever, we're liberal ninnies that are taking what he said out of context. Nancy Pelosi said we have to wait and see it once it passes out of committee.
And hang her up by her tits.
Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? But what he is plainly advocating some sort of violence. There's not a metaphor there. It's not a metaphor. This ain't a gun.
And the other side, the liberals, the Democrats, the rhinos, Hollywood, fake news, the media, and academia are evil. No, just know that evil, dishonesty, and scam artists have always been around.
Ted, don't tell me what I just know. Don't tell me to just know something. You're lying.
But
you don't know.
We're evil.
Oh, yes.
We're dishonest.
Yes.
Scam artists.
Right. Well,
70% of the country.
Well, wow, the progressives, they're such scam artists.
Well, and the rhinos.
Oh, yeah, they're not.
And Hollywood, and right. Media, and academia.
Ted, who isn't against you? You know what you sound like, lunatic? You sound like a paranoid person.
Right.
He sounds like...
If you're not waving a tiki torch, you're the enemy.
He's like, and by the way, the enemy's out there, so you better go get your gun.
Yeah.
Great, Ted. So what do you do all day? Just sit around with your gun waiting for quote-unquote coyotes? Man, these fucking GOP guys are paranoid lunatics.
Yeah, and violent porn.
Oh, yeah.
Realization. There are rabid coyotes running around. You don't wait till you see one to go get your gun. Keep your gun handy, and every time you see one, you shoot one.
They're trying to conquer us. I can feel their will. I can see it. They're control freaks, so for me, it's such an animating contest just to get them off my back.
Well, and that's why they hate me so much, because I'm uncontrollable. And in all this observation of the good, the bad, and the ugly...
We hate you because of the horrible shit you say.
Yeah, Ted, I hate you because of who you are.
And you're an NRA board member.
Oh, yes.
Saying, you see coyotes, you shoot them.
Do you think Ted Nugent, this dickhead, knew about the money from Russia the NRA was laundering?
No, he doesn't do fuck all.
We don't
that.
Know that. He's an
he
NRA
has nothing to do
no,
with that.
We, you can't. You can't. No, he's an NRA board member. He's goddamn answerable to this.
I just think he's, you know, I find it hard to believe he's going to meetings of the board.
He's in a decision. He's the face of the NRA, dude. We don't know
Dana
what he
Lash
is.
And yeah.
We don't know. We don't know what those motherfuckers are. We can't sit here and assume.
I think Wayne LaPierre knew.
Absolutely. But we can't sit here and assume all these fucking lunatics are innocent of shit.
No, I don't think he would care.
No, he would give a fuck. Because the people like
as long as Trump gets elected.
Right. The paranoid asshole races like the ends always justify the means. They don't give a shit.
And that's quite fascist-y.
Yes. Ted Nugent, God.
Maybe we need some camps.
He thinks that...
Just to save America.
Because what does he think? What does he think? He thinks Hillary is going to get elected and she's going to come for your guns.
Right, which wouldn't happen.
You know what, Ted? Hillary isn't coming for your guns.
How many guns did Obama confiscate?
None. Fucking none. Yeah. And there were a pile of fucking dead children.
Right.
At Sandy Hook. The AR-15. Dude. Nobody's guns were taken away.
The coyotes thing was the money shot in this one. Do you want to hear the rest of it? There's like, there's like 40 seconds left of this brain trust.
Oh God.
I see it. They're control freaks. So for me,
they're trying to control us. I can feel it. I'm trying to get them off my back.
We're not, no one's trying to control you. They're trying to live with you. This country is struggling with living with a bunch of right-wing nut job lunatic racists who embolden people to do hate crimes. Mm-hmm. And it's difficult, you fuck.
It's such an animating contest just to get them off my back.
Well, and that's why they hate me so much, because I'm uncontrollable. And in all this observation of the good, the bad, and the ugly, it's important to note that my name is Ted Nugent. I'm entering my 70th rock and roll year of the American dream, my 70th hunting season. I have 14 grandkids and 7 wonderful kids, the most beautiful, dangerous wife in the world, the greatest hunting dogs in the world. I have machine guns and everything I want in life, the best...
I have machine guns and everything I want in life. Dogs, grandchildren, lovely wife. Oh, I have machine guns. This
what?
Is
why
this
does is everybody his, have machine guns?
This is what he defines as being a wonderful, happy, successful life.
Ted, you are mentally ill. I mean, you just are, dude. What?
What do you do with the machine guns? And machine guns are illegal, I thought. Or does he have a special permit because he's Ted Nugent?
No, he told you what he does with machine guns. He sits around and he waits for rabid coyotes to come after
him. That's right.
That's what he said.
That's us.
Yes, absolutely.
Liberal libtards.
Right.
Beautiful, dangerous wife in the world, the greatest hunting dogs in the world. I have machine guns and everything I want in life, the best sounding band, the best grinding rhythm and blues rock and roll band in the world. But there's the most important thing I can say is there's only one thing more dangerous than a sow grizzly bear with cubs nearby, and that's Ted Nugent with more confidence. We have reached critical mass, and I'm loving every greasy, gory rhythm and blues Motown made of it.
Wow.
Well, oh, God. Alex was...
Yeah!
God.
Giddy. I agree with Ted. I think a more confident Ted Nugent is scary. I think a guy who is so, I mean, he doesn't see anything wrong with going on airwaves and saying, I have a gun and I am ready to shoot crazy progressives. That is fucked up. A guy that will say that.
Marginalized, not lionized.
God damn, that's so fucked up.
NRA board member, don't forget that.
Yeah, Ted, what's up with those Russian campaign dollars, you fucking dickhead?
What do we got here? Oh, it's still, we still got a little bit of show left this lovely
That's
Monday.
Right.
Don't forget we do this every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern.
Yay.
Again, if you want to help us out, buy shit through our Amazon link.
Man, that motherfucker is so dangerous, you know? People listen to him and they're like, you're right, I love my machine guns, I love my hunting dogs, and I'm not going to let any liberal ninny take that shit from me, no matter what. You don't think people are fucking inspired to act based on what that fuckface says? God. People are assholes.
There is a new boycott.
Yes.
For speaking of guns, this is another right-wing dickbag.
Boo.
Going after one of the Parkland survivors.
Oh, okay.
This is... you know, I don't really know who this dude is, but he's Sinclair.
Oh, yeah.
Conservative TV radio host Jamie Allman.
Douchebags.
Sinclair's primary local news personality in St. Louis, Missouri.
Right.
Is now facing a boycott after he tweeted on March 26th.
Yes.
I'm going to sneeze.
Okay, God bless you. Oh, my God. You know what's amazing? The human body is a miracle. I mean, your eyelids fall forward.
I was just going to say, I should have kept my eyes open so I could shoot my eyes out
Think about a ping pong
Warner
ball
Brothers
in,
cartoon.
Okay. I thought you were going to do a ping pong ball in, you know, Hong Kong or Taiwan.
No, they don't go back in.
Oh, okay.
Unless they tether them. They find a way to tether it and suck that thing back in. That's a real talent.
But your eyeballs, if they pop out, you just shove them back in there.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Turn them upside down.
Good to know.
The conservative dickbag Jamie Allman tweeted that he wants to, quote, ram a hot poker up David Hogg's ass.
Right. What an asshole.
A local alt weekly in Missouri, Riverfront Times, reported on a threatening tweet that had been circulating around social media, in which he stated he'd been hanging out, getting ready to ram a hot poker up David Hogg's ass tomorrow, busy working, preparing.
He's going after a child, man. That is so fucked up. I don't understand that 97.1, the radio station he's on in the Missouri area. Why don't they fucking drop that guy? Why would you want talent on your fucking network that says something
Sinclair.
Like that?
Sinclair makes people listen to Boris Epstein.
Yeah. But this guy's saying he wants murder a child. He wants to murder a child.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think he was talking about debating him.
He said...
And being hyperbolic, but nonetheless not...
We're supposed to read into that, though.
Right.
That motherfucker said he wants to shove a hot poker up his ass. He wrote it.
In response to the tweet, State Representative Stacey Newman, a Democrat, called for an advertiser boycott. There's been a little Chicago in there. Of Allman's show.
Right.
And some advertisers have already discontinued their spots.
Right.
This is Media Matters. It says his disgusting attack echoes the obsessive targeting of Hogg by far-right conspiracy theorists. But it should be no surprise to local viewers and listeners familiar with Allman's history.
Damn. I mean, these people are putting a target on these kids when they do shit like that. That is it. That's what they're doing.
Media Matters said they first documented his extremism last October, noting his promotion of fringe conspiracy theories, the use of anti-immigrant slurs, and race-baiting language on the air. His frequent misogynist tweets. Well, it sounds perfectly Republican.
How nice. Yeah, this is exactly who they are, right?
Yeah.
They don't give a fuck.
Many of these examples predate his hiring by Sinclair.
So they knew. They knew who the fuck this guy was. So they hired a guy that says, hey, I want to take a hot poker and fucking threat. I'm going to threaten a child.
In 2015, the Sinclair station began running what it calls Allman's non-traditional newscast in place of any straightforward local news broadcast. So there's no local news broadcast, only right-wing dickbag.
Jamie Allman. Jamie Allman is somebody's news?
Yeah. Airing each edition three times per weekday.
Oh, my God.
During slots typically reserved for news updates.
What a fucking nightmare.
Allman discussed Hogg twice on his Sinclair News since the tweet. On March 30th, on the edition of the Allman Report.
Right.
He tried to make a case for attacking the teenagers, arguing that Hogg, quote, can't have it both ways. Had to choose between being a kid or being a revolutionary.
Oh, my God. A revolutionary? What kind of revolutionary says, hey, guess what? We don't need AR-15s in our society? Mm-hmm. We don't need weapons of war on our streets. How's that a revolutionary idea?
He accused the Parkland students of, quote, grabbing their blanket whenever they're criticized. Did you see some of their responsive tweets? They come back swinging.
Yeah.
And from the higher ground and are funny and better at it.
Oh, yes.
Than these assholes. Nobody's grabbing a blanket. So to him, David Hogg saying, fuck you, Laura Ingraham, we're going to boycott your shit, is grabbing a blanket.
Grabbing a blanket. They're going after... I mean, I know we have the freedom of speech and things like that, but... How on Twitter are you allowed to stay on Twitter and you threaten a child with violence? I'm going to shove a hot poker in your ass. There's not a lot of nuance there. I want to shove a hot poker in this kid's ass is tolerated on fucking Twitter. You got to be fucking kidding me. That is wrong.
I think it got taken down.
I think they should take his ass off Twitter. How are you allowed to be on Twitter and threaten violence on a fucking child? And it's not only you're threatening, you're emboldening people to do that. You're making that child a target.
Let's see. Allman has now locked down his Twitter account again.
What a fucking, fuck you, you fucking ninny.
The account was silent yesterday after spending 2 days retweeting his supporters in defiance.
Oh, my fucking God. What a piece of fucking shit this guy is.
So I guess they've said that yesterday, Allman's account was found in violation of the platform's rules against abusive behavior. So I don't know if that means that Twitter shut him down.
Yeah.
Or if he shut him down.
I think he set his account to private because I think he was getting shit upon by lots of people sending him nasty messages.
So he was down, according to Twitter, for violating our rules against abusive behavior. So I don't know if it's a temporary ban or a full hammer drop.
God, what do you got to do to get banned from Twitter? Jesus Christ, Trump threatened nuclear war upon a whole country. This one guy is threatening a child he wants to shove a poker in his ass. God, think about it. If that was your kid, oh my God, you'd lose your fucking mind. This guy's nuts. And he's quote unquote news. God, we got a problem in this country. Because in Canada, right, if you're Fox News, you can't call yourself news because it's bullshit. We don't care here.
Yeah, I don't know if that's exactly 100% accurate. I think that was a little Snopesy.
Oh, was it really?
But there is something to it, like a little grain of truth to it. But there were people who were saying that it can't be called news or something.
And it can't be on the same area.
I think it has to do with where it was listed as a on the dial.
Oh, okay.
Like there's no hard, fast rule, but there's sections for news and there's sections for sports, you know, and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
Just as little as a week ago, this guy, Allman, mocked the Parkland students one student said, this feels like a prison because now at Parkland, they have heightened security measures and they're making them use clear backpacks.
Oh,
Did you see that stupid shit? So Allman said, it's very confusing. that Hogg is advocating for the right to carry different types of backpacks, but not different types of guns. This is conservative logic. That's right-wing dickbag brain functioning right there, you know, on display.
The truth is that conservatives and these gun nuts, even if they say they aren't, if they're against getting rid of AR-15s, that means they value the AR-15 more than the safety of their children at school.
Yeah.
And Ted Nugent basically said that, right? I got everything I want in life. I got a machine gun. I got hunting dogs.
Machine guns.
It's
great.
Mental.
I got grandkids, great kids, great wife, great dogs. I got machine guns.
What is it going to take in this country for us to lose our motherfucking patience with these gun nuts and the fucking NRA? And they're taking Russian campaign dollars, laundering it, and then shitting it out who knows where. And these guns, we have all these gun deaths in this country. When are we going to stop rolling over for these motherfuckers?
Well, yeah.
God damn, it's unreal.
What's going on there? A new boycott being called. I'm sure he's going to squeal First Amendment, blah, blah, oh, blah, God. Blah, blah.
So, fuck you.
A big fuck you to, what's his name? David Allman, something Allman.
Jamie Allman.
Greg Allman. Jamie Allman.
No, God, no, dude, not Greg Allman. Oh my God. Oh my God. Totally different. Jamie Allman is talentless. He's fucking talentless.
What is this, some of his audio, maybe?
And so those Parkland, Florida students are seeking, and rightly so, safer schools. They are demanding safer schools, saying they have the right to be safe in their schools. There were parents out there with signs saying, my children have the right to be safe in school. And they said, okay, so we're going to go ahead and try to limit the ability to buy a gun or buy a certain kind of gun. We're going to go after the guns. We're going to want gun control. Well, while all that is going on, the school actually was listening to.
Oh, this is where he talks about the clear backpacks. And
okay.
Stuff and shits on him at the end.
Right, so. Right.
But there's a little. Some
Jamie
of the dulcet
Allman.
Tones of. And on a Sinclair station where there is no local news.
Great.
This is what you get.
Some dickbag that threatens a kid with extreme graphic violence. Think about what he said. I want to shove a hot poker in this kid's ass. Well, those fucking advertisers, you better drop that motherfucker. He's at Charter Communication, Vincent Mortgage Group, Michaels Flooring, 360 Investment, Amco Ranger. Oh, God. Bastards. Fuck you. Dentistry with tender love and care advertises on that dick bags network with TLC. You're advertising for a guy that said they wanted to rape David Hogg's asshole with a poker.
And then there's more of Trump's America. This is in DC.
Yes.
A suspect was taken into custody.
Yes.
For allegedly defacing property at American University with posters comparing the survivors of the shooting in Parkland, Florida to Adolf Hitler.
Oh my God, dude. Why are they fascists? Why? Why are they Hitler?
The posters were put up on utility poles, bus shelters.
Ugh.
Reportedly show the faces of Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School shooting survivors along with a photo of Hitler.
Yes.
According to the report, you'll be shocked, the suspect opposes gun control laws. the reporting there was WUSA. They also noted that the Hitler reference comes as American University is holding its Holocaust Remembrance Week.
Oh, my God. So what is it? What? Wait. So they wanted to offend two groups. They wanted to go
it's
after
a bonus, sure. A little backhand to the Jews when
imagine
it's
like
a trifecta, bifecta. I mean,
God, the Holocaust. Anything worse than the Holocaust? A bunch of people get burnt to death in ovens. A kid goes into school, shoots up everybody. These assholes can't find any empathy for either groups of those fucking those victims. Not 1 ounce.
You could stop after empathy. They can't find any empathy for anyone. That's part of their problem.
You know, the Republicans, it is true. Like, we spend, I don't know, 2 hours a day marginalizing you fucking idiots.
Trying.
Do you know why? Because you deserve it. You deserve it. I'm never not going to marginalize you. I have no desire. Like, how do you work with people like that? You can't.
They're flawed.
How do you reach out to the other side and work Ted Nugent is an NRA board member. He's just not some fringe character. He's an actual player in Republican politics. He's not fringy. He's right there.
We played a clip on Faithless Friday of the awesome, go to iTunes, Stitchers, and crabdiving.com, by the way, didn't
listen yes.
to previous shows here.
Ooh.
We played a clip from the Jim Baker show.
Fuck you.
Where he was talking about how, I don't know, God's pissed because people are going against Donald Trump, his anointed poobah here on Earth.
Oh, God. Is God pissed at the Crab Diving podcast?
Yay.
Yes.
Fucking Lori, man.
Well, here's a clip from that show.
Okay.
But this is a gentleman, a right wing. This is one of these Trump pastors. I don't get this at all.
Right.
These pastors that love them some Trump. This is also an African American gentleman.
Oh, okay.
I really don't get that.
Yeah.
Nothing remotely Jesus-y or Christian about Trump. And if you're a person of color, what the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know.
What the fuck?
I'm confused.
So this pastor is on the Jim Baker show.
Oh, perfect.
I've already listened to this clip. What he says is crazy.
Is it nuts?
But Lori also has a couple of yeses in the background.
Dude.
So she not only backs up.
I can't
She's not
wait.
Only a backup singer for Jim.
Yes.
But she also is the pips. For whoever seems to be talking at the time.
She's in there, man.
So this is Mr. Harry Jackson, right-wing pastor.
Fuck you.
Talking about what's going on in America, specifically about Black Lives Matter.
Oh, God damn it.
This is a black pastor.
Okay.
We can't have social justice. We need biblical justice.
Yes.
There's Lori ringing in.
Yes.
This is going to be good.
Justice.
Social justice, by the way. So equality for black people, equality for LGBTQ.
That's second to biblical justice, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. We know what that biblical justice
God,
is
God, it's
like.
Fiction. Fictional justice, you mean, right?
Justice. We need biblical justice.
Yes.
Amen. Now you got to hear this final word.
Okay.
The superheroes, it's all about vigilantism. Mm.
Mm.
You think about it this way, Batman was a vigilante.
Mm-hmm.
They had to run when the police came, right? Mm-hmm. They're enforcing law according to their standards.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on to your seat. The KKK was a vigilante group.
Mm-hmm.
So it matters.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, don't go too much on the KKK, black guy. We may have, a couple of viewers.
Right.
Somebody might be buying some dried soup that they're shipping to a camp somewhere in southern Tennessee.
Oh, my God.
Easy A on the AKKK.
Right. That's our fucking audience.
The KKK was a vigilante group.
Mm-hmm.
So it matters whose allegiance or whose definition of justice you're going to use to bring justice to the culture.
Mm.
It matters that black lives matter.
But we don't know that they're saying KKK in a negative context. You know what I mean? All they said was
I think he means the KKK is bad. I don't think the rest of them necessarily may agree with him.
Okay.
Mm. It matters that Black Lives Matter has at the head a few lesbians who are against the patriarchal society. You see,
he's upset with Black Lives Matter because a couple of lesbians are active in it.
But everybody should be into Black Lives Matter. Why? Why? Wouldn't you think? Why would you think black lives don't matter?
Because biblical.
What is that fucking habit?
The lesbians can't be running Black Lives Matter. Because therefore they can't, because biblical first, then right. Social justice.
There were no lesbians in the biblical days, apparently.
Well, there were. They just,
yes. They didn't make the Bible.
Sure.
Justice you're going to use to bring justice to the culture. Mm. It matters that Black Lives Matter has at the head a few lesbians who are against the patriarchal society. You see, black people can say this. Right. White folks, you have a hard time saying this about Black Lives Matter.
Right.
No, see, black
right.
lives.
No, yeah, right. We're God terrified. Damn, I mean, we're terrified to say anything about you black people.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Oh, shit, yeah. Say that racist shit, man, that we can't, please.
I mean, this is weird. It's weird Jim Baker talking about race for some reason. It's just, well, it's weird.
Yeah. You have a hard time saying this about black.
Behind him is a painting with the whitest, bluest-eyed Jesus on the planet. Mary.
From Africa.
Mary looks like a Nordic princess.
From Africa.
With red hair, yeah.
They're from Africa.
Literally, behind him is a painting of Jesus that couldn't be whiter.
Don't these fucking religious fucknuts, don't they spend a lot of time in different classes about Bible history and they? I mean,
they don't read the Bible.
Damn, I mean, does no one ever say, oh, caveat, most of these characters that are from Africa are black because it's Africa. I mean, you know.
I have a hard time saying this about Black Lives Matter.
Right. No,
see, Black Lives Matter is true. The fact that there does need to be a value of human life, but by destroying biblical foundations, you can never arrive at God's justice.
That's right. It.
You gotta do That's it right. God's way.
I see.
Don't have lesbians running your shit.
If the Black Lives Matter people don't get those lesbians out of decision-making positions.
God's not going to let them win.
Black lives won't matter to God? I don't know.
It's all very bizarre to me.
Is Jim Baker sitting there? That was Jim Baker.
Yeah.
He's explaining race in the Bible.
No. That was Jackson.
Yeah. God, he sounds like Jim Baker.
He's a black man.
Yeah.
Explaining race.
Okay. Well.
And Black Lives Matter.
Right. Well, God. Doesn't it make it harder? Does it mean anything to these sky god worshipers that to explain things like Black Lives Matter and race and equality, doesn't it make it harder when you incorporate the Bible? Doesn't it make it more difficult to explain anything when you have to incorporate Bible? Because it's nuts. It's fiction.
I would think, yeah.
It's like if I had to, I had to explain and I had to include, I had to make it sure it jived with some Star Trek novel or something like that.
Right.
Or Lord of the Rings.
That's the problem with that Ken Ham ship that always drives me crazy is they can't call themselves scientists if you're trying to explain a phenomenon or something. And the first thing you do is, well, how would the Bible explain this?
Yeah.
You got to run it through your Bible filter.
Right.
That ain't scientific. That's the antithesis of science. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Got a few more minutes left here in the
Big
Shoe.
Right.
Did you hear this? There's a somebody in HHS, apparently, who in December became the deputy communications director.
Yes.
At the Department of Health and Human Services.
Right.
Is a fringe right-wing political commentator, Jimena Barreto.
Oh, wee.
Who has claimed that, quote, African Americans are way more racist than white people.
Okay, let's see the research on that. How did you come to that?
She has labeled Islam a, quote, fucking cult.
Oh, it's a cult, a fucking cult.
That has no place in the United States.
Oh, geez. That sounds, you know, Islamophobic.
She was way into her some Pizzagate.
Oh, my God.
Way into Pizzagate.
Yeah, the pizza place where all these people got molested by Democrats in the basement. In fact, there was no basement.
Said the 2017 Women's March was, quote, retarded. So,
oh,
of course,
God, can we?
They made her deputy communications director for health and human services
of our country.
Yeah.
Somebody that uses the R word in public, it's our...
Sure, that'll get her a promotion in the Trump world.
Can we take just a moment? I hear that all the time. And I don't care what anybody thinks. You think I'm being too PC? You can suck my fucking dick. I'm done with the R word. I'm tired of fucking hearing it all the fucking time. It's heartless. It's shitty. It's unimaginative. Think of another word!
She used the screen name Republican Chick on her personal website and social media.
Hilarious.
Regularly posted commentary on Periscope. Briefly co-hosted a YouTube show called The Right View by Deplorable Latinas.
Deplorable?
She claims that she helped Trump's California efforts. How'd that go?
God, good job. Hey, if you were helping so much, why didn't you do something to prevent 5 million people voting illegally? Why didn't you do that, right? How many people voted illegally in California that Trump claimed?
However many it would take for me to beat Hillary.
Yes.
A spokesperson for Health and Human Services says the department has no comments on any statements she may have made before joining HHS.
So it's as if to the State Department, that doesn't matter. That doesn't exist.
They said, she also goes by a hyphenated name, Barreto Rice, provides specialty media support, including Spanish media outreach and other general press-related responsibilities, in addition to her 7 years of media experience. She's a fucking YouTube. That's like, that's us. We have,
right.
We have five, 6 years now of media experience, right?
Oh, that's true.
We should get White House jobs.
Listen, I don't mean to be a dickhead, but people should rather us be in the White House. I'm not going to use the R word. I have some empathy and fucking compassion. My God.
Much of her public commentary seems to be no longer publicly available.
Because you said a bunch of shitty things. You don't want people to see it.
Through cached internet archives and shit, they found that she made vitriolic and conspiratorial remarks about Pizzagate, black and Muslim Americans, frequently went after the media.
How can this person make any kind of sane decisions about fucking government when all these weird, she has all these biases in her head?
So everybody is freaking out about the recount and it's driving me insane. Everybody needs to fucking relax. It's not gonna change. They just want us to get distracted from Pizzagate.
From what?
Pizzagate.
They want us to get distracted from Pizzagate.
Are you kidding me? I'm not trying to be difficult. You swear to God.
This person is now deputy secretary. Deputy Communications Director.
Why is she
at
saying
the Department of Health and Human Services?
Wow, I mean, you can say this. She's relaxed. I mean, she's very comfortable on the air. She's like, fucking this, fucking that. This person's in our fucking government.
They're distracting us from Pizzagate.
From Pizzagate.
And this is, I don't know if she's in a car. I don't know who's sitting next to her daughter or another young Latina.
Yeah, the F word and shit. I mean, you know, we use it all the time, but
Oh, Pizzagate. That's correct. That's all they're trying to. We gotta use all our efforts into Pizzagate and not let that one die. Because that's what the mainstream media is trying us to get distracted from.
They think
we have
Pizza
to redirect
Gate
all of
true.
Our efforts to Pizzagate. The mainstream media is trying to distract us.
But, my God, I mean.
May I remind you, Deputy Communications Director at the Department of Health and Human Services.
God damn. So she has an office, a title, business card.
I could probably look up what she makes.
Oh, yeah. I wonder. I mean, I mean, how does that person get, well, you don't get approved, right? You just get appointed, you get hired, and there's no oversight committee that says, hey, listen, we got this person that prolificated the Pizzagate bullshit. She uses the R word in public. You know, it's, what a horrible example. I mean, God damn. I don't know what to say.
I don't know what to tell you.
It sounds like a joke. Is there nobody out there that wants to work for the White House? Is that what we're doing? Is that the issue? Nobody wants to work for the Trump administration?
Well, right. And it sounds like, I mean, if she was just a Trumpist,
yes,
trumpeting, that's the qualifications you need. You run a YouTube channel. Let's put her in communications.
You know why? Because fuck you. That's exactly what this administration is. Fuck America. Fuck these snowflakes like me who are like, oh, she used the R word. That's unacceptable. That's a deal breaker. That's dehumanizing. It's bullying. God.
Average salaries for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services deputy directors are $159,219 a year. Average.
That's a lot of money. Man, the people that Scott Pruitt hired to work with him at the EPA, they're making shit tons of fucking money.
He got his buddies.
Yeah.
Some extra money. Let's see. November 2016, she tweeted, desperate attempts, it's a hoax, so we get distracted from Pizzagate. You're going to find fraud from the DNC. Laughing emoji, laughing emoji.
Yeah.
She said, she talked about, quote, fucking reverse racism.
Yes.
African Americans are way more racist than white people.
Right.
I've been attacked by more African Americans on Twitter than white people. In all honesty, they're the most racist people I ever met, she said.
She's saying this deputy director of health and human services in general believes black people are more racist than what? Anyone on the planet?
This is November 2016.
After
the election.
In general, I believe black people are more racist. God. She's
deputy communications director.
Communications? Can she communicate without like talking about Pizzagate and shit like that? Why not give Alex Jones a job?
The atmosphere created during the Obama administration encouraged criminal behavior, lawlessness, and violence has badly harmed our country.
Well, I mean, she said that.
She wrote that.
Oh, she wrote it? She wrote it. Man, that's worse if you write it. I mean, it makes sense that she would think that, though, because she's a racist, right?
Yes.
Well.
Xenophobe, yeah.
Racist. Xenophobe, pick one. She's all of them.
Islam advocates for killing other people and abusing women. That's not a religion. That's a fucking cult. Like, I'm serious. Like, that's not a religion, she said during a Periscope session.
On Periscope. I like to go on Periscope and say Islamophobic, racist, sexist, weird shit every now and then. That's what I'm into.
She's wondered whether there are members of the Muslim Brotherhood in the U.S. government, a common conspiracy theory among anti-Muslim loony right-wing media.
Yes.
How many of them are in government already, you know, like in Congress? Muslim Brotherhood members in Congress.
How many of them?
Yeah.
How many of them? How is she in health and human services? Sounds like, I mean, I don't know, man. It sounds like it's there to help society and to do, you know, how do you help a society where you think a lot of people in it are the R word and racist because they're black? And
she tweeted hashtag liberalism is cancer.
Oh, God. Okay.
Hashtag feminism is cancer.
Yay. What's not cancer then? What's not cancer?
Feminism is an excuse for women to disrespect men and act insane.
And it's also cancer.
Disrespect men?
Oh, no. This person got a job.
How self-loathing is this person that she thinks men need to be respected? Why? What? Because he got a dick?
I don't know. Is what's the name of Mike Pence's fucking bunny rabbit? Marlon Bundo?
Marlon Bundo.
Is Marlon Bundo vetting people?
We gotta get going here. Let me.
How hard do you have to dig to vet somebody like this?
She falsely claimed that Obama pushed millions of illegals to vote in 2016. She said Planned Parenthood President Cecile Richard does the work of the devil.
Oh, yes. Oh, she doesn't go full fetal chop shop, does she?
And finally complained of the Women's March. It's retarded that they're marching in a country where we have rights. Mm. Like, what do you think other countries where women don't have rights are thinking about us right now? Oh, how dare you ungrateful bitches go out when the rest of the world is like, I'm in a burqa and you're out protesting.
I don't know. What do they think? I don't know. I'm sure they're not thinking, how R-worded or what? Fuck you. God, fuck you. Boy, that person sucks.
She's the deputy communications director.
What is her name?
For the Department of Homeland or Health and Human Services.
Yay.
Her name is Jimena Barreto Rice. Jimena Barreto Rice.
God damn.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're back tomorrow, 2 to 4 Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com, etc. Buy shit through our Amazon portal. Help us out here. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon every time you buy something. We get a little nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
We get paid, baby.
Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when to go to his website at RatedRComedy.com, his Instagram or his Twitter, which are at RatedRComedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everybody. Back with more right-wing bullshittery tomorrow.
Guns kill people.
I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. Move, bitch. Get out the way.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.